see you go, Brenda. Tell her T-shirt. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Tell Alicia. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
$1,000 in cold cash on the line. I'm going to get you qualified for that bag. Stay with us for that. Kansas City Council voted yesterday to reinstate a mask mandate for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This, of course, is in light of the over 5,000 new cases that have been reported in the most recent week from Kansas City's health department.
Man, probably the only step we needed to take with our kids. If you're a parent, I'm not sure how you could be against this. Just trying to look out for the safety of our babies.
Meanwhile, classes have been canceled this morning at University Academy because 31 staffers, including 17 teachers, are quarantining right now for testing positive for COVID-19. So they literally had to cancel school because there's just not enough teachers to staff those classrooms.
Went into the CVS the other day, Shay, to pick up Wifey some meds, and all of the flu and cold, you know, like NyQuil and all that stuff, gone off the shelves. Sign of the times, man. We gotta make sure we stay clear of this stuff.
So important that we're masking, we're washing our hands, and we're giving each other that distance that's necessary. And consider getting your vaccination. That's really going to be the only way that we're going to be able to eradicate what is going on right now. You know, flu is one thing, but COVID-19 is a whole nother.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. Right now, you're cloudy at 11. In a Big Lake Park. Shay, what's poppin'?
Already claiming our spot in 2022 Super Bowl. You with me?
Hell yeah, I'm with you. We there at SoFi Stadium in LA, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Get to that later.
Well, according to TMZ, Dr. Dre is going to be shelling out millions of dollars for his halftime show, I guess, in addition to whatever budget the Super Bowl provides. And they're a little bit worried about whether or not the cancellation due to COVID-19 could cause him to lose a lot of money. Well, we've got some more details on that. They say that he does have event cancellation insurance, so at least that will cover the money that he's invested into that halftime show.
They got insurance for everything.
Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary Jane Blige are some of the acts that'll be performing. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
I am too. I can't wait to see how the audience receives it.
So actress Julia Fox opened up to Interview Magazine about her experience going on two dates with Kanye West. I find this weird that you would talk to a press outlet about two dates that you've been on.
She needs to get on. She need to get on. So I get it.
Well, I guess she's on. She's supposed to be an actress. No?
I guess.
So in this interview, she said, quote, "I met Ye in Miami on New Year's Eve, and it was an instant connection. His energy is so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing, dancing, and smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going and fly back to New York City to see Slave play. Ye's flight landed at 6, and the play was at 7, and he was there on time. I was impressed. After the play, we chose to do dinner at Carbon, which is one of my favorite restaurants, obviously."
Hey, where are the white women at?
Why are you laughing?
Because you did that Kardashian, you know, you put the little Django at the end.
Well, usually people don't end stuff with obviously. You know, so that's the only way I hear that in my head.
When you were reading that, it sounded like she's trying to make Kim K jealous.
Really?
That's what I'm sensing. My spidey senses is kicking in.
That's your mess. Flirt.
Hey, where are the white women at?
It's your messy self. Mm-hmm. So she continues with, "At the restaurant, Ye directed." Why is she calling him Ye? Ew.
That's his new name.
Ew.
You ain't got. You don't call your dude pet names or nothing like that.
You
ain't.
You
got,
just been on two dates with him. You don't have no pet names
yeah,
yet.
In her head, yeah.
You are okay. Still sir.
In her head, they married. Okay.
Wait.
He's still sir.
Yes. At the restaurant, Ye directed an entire photo shoot for me while people dined. This not weird.
Nothing is weird in 2022.
The whole restaurant loved it and cheered us on while it was happening. After dinner, Ye had a surprise for me. I mean, I'm still in shock. Ye had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. It was every girl's dream come true. It felt like a real Cinderella moment. I don't know how he did it and how he got all of it there in time, but I was so surprised. Like, who does things like this on a second date or any date? Everything with us has been so organic. I don't know where things are headed, but if this is any indication of the future, I'm loving the ride.
And I hear she's got that nasty women's disease.
I just find that strange.
Hey, Kim, this is what you're missing, all right? This is what you're missing. Pete Davidson can't do this for you. That's what I hear. You don't hear that?
No, not at all. I just found all of this strange. But anywho, another strange bit of news that came out was that Little Flip thinks he deserves $3 million to do a versus against T.I. Who's asking for this?
Him and Cloverleaf.
Cloverleaf. Fam.
It's just him.
Nobody is interested in a Little Flip T.I. versus battle. So then he went on to say that he went down on the price to about $500,000. He thinks that that's more doable.
Bro, T.I. dismantled Little Flip in 2004. He was never to be heard of again. Nobody listened to Sunshine after that. Nobody listened to Game Over after that. It's done. Your freestyles is trash, son.
I didn't know they was paying people for verses. They are?
Not that I know of.
I'm just befuddled right now, Brian.
Yeah,
this is
too.
Just so strange to me, but okay.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I done drove all the way to work 30 minutes and ain't nobody there.
Dang, what happened?
Managers don't communicate. Managers need to manage things.
They done closed the whole job on you?
They ain't closed the whole job. They just didn't change the schedule in my email overnight. I got my sick wife out of the bed. She drives me. I ain't got no license. So I done drove all the way to Martin City from the inner city. And ain't nobody there. Turn around and catch the bus back at 12 o'clock.
Oh.
That's why I'm mad, though. Ain't that something? I wish every bus was free.
You sound happy, though.
Because I got over this cold.
You ain't got no corona, dog.
Nah, I got a corona, but not that one.
That's what I meant by saying you sound happy. It sounds like you might have been on a corona this morning. I ain't want to bust you out, but that's what I was thinking.
You ain't got to bust you. Hey, wake up!
You already know! All right, my brother, have a good one.
Y'all too.
He owned that hen dog.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy. Get it ready when you still sleep with Lauren going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Get it ready when you still sleep alarm going off around.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Live, local, and lit. You already know, it's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
What up, Max Sauce? 652 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. It'll be cool today. Right now, you are cool and cloudy at 18 and KCK.
Brian, the City Union Mission has been serving Kansas City's most vulnerable for almost 100 years. Carl Pleger is the chief development officer with the City Union Mission, and they need our help right now as the temperatures are getting lower and lower in the city.
The need only grows every day, and obviously it's gotten cold, it's getting cold. The temperatures, particularly over the next few days, will get cold. And of course, you referenced City Union Mission's been here for 97 years, so not our first winter in Kansas City. And when that happens, the vulnerable amongst us, the homeless community, needs to get out of the elements, get into warm, safe, secure, get fed, and we're a big part of that here in Kansas City.
With your winter weather hospitality, you have two centers open. One's a men's center at 1108 East 10th Street. The other was a family center at 1310 Wabash. And I noticed you had some food needs like peanut butter, ranch dressing, canned pears. Anything else you want to add on to those food needs?
We can always use those foods because we do serve three meals a day, 365 days a year. So there's always demand for food materials. We also need warm weather, single bedding, socks, gloves, hats, that type of stuff to help our guests, whether they're in our facilities or they're headed out. So any of those are absolutely needed as well. If individuals want to deliver and make material donations, they can do that at 1700 East 8th Street. That's our warehouse. It's open between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then obviously they can help donate with a cash donation or an online donation through our website, cityunionmission.org. You can donate to the mission, and we'll use those funds to not only buy food, but also provide the resources, case management, vocational resources, education, and so on. Our long-term goal is not just to get them out of the weather. That is the short-term objective, but long-term, we want to help them transform their life, make a difference so that they're not on the streets.
Carl, what do you think the overwhelming reason for homelessness in Kansas City is?
It's driven by two things. It's either driven by a drug addiction or mental health, and oftentimes both. Dealing with those root cause issues and taking a people-first approach, which is how we do it at City Union Mission, every single person that comes to us off the streets, we want to evaluate and go, what is the issue that's got him into that situation? And drugs and or mental health is a big driver. Now, when you get into women, there tends to be other circumstances as well that play into that, certainly jobs and family scenarios.
For those who want to reserve a spot at one of the centers, please give out that hotline to our listeners.
So the best way to find out capacity at either one of our facilities or any of our facilities is call the hotline for the homeless. And the phone number is 816-474-4599. As of last week, we did have capacity at our men's shelter to take a fair number of additional men. The family center, there's always more pressure on it. The capacity is always challenged for us at the family center. But as of last week, we did have capacity for some single women, and we had a couple of available rooms for families.
Thank you so very much for calling and sharing this information with our audience. I know that I have coats and I have some blankets and other items that I'm going to bring down to the warehouse for folks who could use it during these cold weather temperatures. Many of us are blessed and have never had to think about what it's like being outside on the street during the winter weather. Hopefully folks will donate funds if they don't have the material items, or even if they want to volunteer, go to cityunionmission.org.
And the last thing I would add to that is pray for us. Pray for our staff. These are stressful times, and pray for our guests. Those individuals that are in need and are coming to City Union Mission. So you can donate, you can volunteer, and you can pray for us. All three of those are appreciated and of great value.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Carl Pleger from the City Union Mission, for joining us on the Morning Grind. Have a good one.
Great. Thanks for having me, and you guys have a blessed day.
How about those trees?
103 Jams.
2000, Kansas City Public Schools was stripped of its accreditation. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, Shay. Very vividly. I remember it being a downward spiral. Like, really? Is this happening to us?
The district has struggled, to put it mildly. Great news this morning. After nearly 6 years of strong leadership from Dr. Mark Bedell and his staff, administrators, and teachers, the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will recommend a restoration of full accreditation for the Kansas City Public School District.
Lord. Congratulations to everybody who's been a part of this. This is a big deal. This is a reason to smile. It's a reason to celebrate. And it's a reason that Mark Bedell, I noticed something when he came here 6 years ago, Shay. He cared. That was it. I feel like that was the difference between him and the other number of superintendents that we've had over the past 30 or so years, is that Dr. Mark Bedell seemed like he cared about the kids and the future of this school district. And I think that makes all the difference.
Definitely. That's one of the reasons why there's been success. A lot of parents, when they were going through the process to decide who would be the next superintendent 6 years ago, Dr. Bedell's commitment to having his own children in the district was what a lot of folks saw as a commitment. He even talked about the turnover, how every 2 or 3 years there was a new superintendent, and you can't make any real changes when you've got that kind of turnover.
No, you can't. And it's the little things that count too. Like when I go in the Northeast now, there are banners hanging up. It's a sense of school pride. The kids are wearing purple. It's Viking Nation all over the school. And there's little things like that that brings a new attitude to the kids and faculty. It makes you proud of where you're going to.
And I will say this. When it was announced that he was the pick for superintendent, we called up to his old school district in Maryland.
Yep.
And he answered the phone and talked to us.
I remember you did that.
He hadn't even moved here yet. Mm-hmm. And he was committed to this city even then. So our hats go off to him. The formal vote is going to happen on Tuesday. There's going to be a press conference with KCPS to make this announcement. And of course, we're going to have Dr. Bedell on the show. His communications director, Kelly, hit me up on Twitter yesterday and said interview's on the way.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Dr. Mark Bedell, for all your hard work and leadership. We appreciate you.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny and cold. Right now, you're partly cloudy and 11 at 435 and 87th Street. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Mm-hmm. Robert Richard, actor from 1-on-1. He's the one with the little light eyes. He's 39 today. Singer Aloe Black is 43 today. Comedian and actor Dougie Doug in these streets, 52. Daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, me Blue Ivy Carter, is 10.
Your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world.
I see your body roll this morning. Go ahead.
Brown skin.
Reggae and dancehall artist Vibes Cartel is 46 today. And happy birthday to my mother.
Hey.
She's celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Miss Vivian.
Yeah, man. I'm so proud of her. I've watched her overcome a lot of obstacles, a lot of struggles in life, and she's done it with grace and strength and beauty.
Yes. Lots of beauty.
Hold up.
What?
You put she's too much beautiful. Booty on that beauty.
She's beautiful. You know, hey, Miss Vivian, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's poking, but you better not be looking.
What Myron say, I'm married, but I ain't blind. Happy birthday, everybody born on January 7th.
So this Jim Jones being taught how to tongue kiss by his mama story has gotten legs, teeth. It's even got wings. People are going bananas over this story. Now, if you're not familiar, he was on an episode of Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast, and they asked him, you know, what his mother taught him about sex, and this is what he said.
She taught me everything about sex.
Like what?
My first condoms, shit like that. My mom always taught me how to kiss when I was younger.
What did she tell you to do?
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
No, I'm just okay.
I love it.
My parents barely kissed me on the cheek.
No, so my mom she showed me her tongue kiss when I was younger. Remember, my mom was 17. She's a baby. Look at all the babies that's having babies now. And look how they act with their babies. It's like they have a little sister or a little brother more than they had.
Did you think tongue kissing was nasty at first? Because the first time somebody tried to tongue kiss me, I thought it was so disgusting.
The first time I tongue kissed a girl,
So he has clarified, and he said this.
I love my mama more than anything in the world. And for the record, it was a joke. People take things way too far. Don't bother us anyway, but let's get it clear. That's weak what you're trying to project. Nah. Some simple, some from my childhood. We were talking about childhood things. I thought that was funny. I appreciate you, mommy, for helping me out, but no. Cut it short, Jack. Cut the bull. You heard? Life is good. I do appreciate all the support. And thank you for letting me go trending again. Viral once again. But stop it. Love you, mommy.
That's disgusting.
Well, I watched his mother in an interview last night. Uh-huh. And she said that they were not mouth on mouth, is what she said. She said she just kind of showed him, like, with tongue motion what to do, but she said they were not mouth to mouth.
I was gonna go towards that way, but then he started kind of like trying to defend it, and so I was like, either way though,
we could have done without that story.
Yeah When keeping it real goes wrong.
Love you, mommy.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tickets go on sale this morning for the Kansas City R&B Fest. Excited about the lineup. Ja Rule, Monica, Shanti, Tank, Jeremiah, Jacquees coming to town. And it's all happening. You know what? As a matter of fact, I ain't even going to tell y'all where it's going down at. Jacquees, help us out. Tell us where the show going down.
At the Municipal Auditorium.
What now?
Huh?
At the Municipal Auditorium.
What'd you say?
He's so sweet.
At the Municipal Auditorium.
Did he mean municipal?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he is the king of R&B, but I never said he was a wordsmith.
He didn't go
to the Municipal Auditorium.
To the fully accredited Kansas City Public School District. So there's room for interpretation, I guess.
He's short enough to, go to one of the elementary schools.
So a 4-day work week is on its way to America, Brian. So there's new technology that companies are using, and they say that employees are actually not actively involved in working. A lot of folk is on Facebook and Instagram. I know I'm known for checking my bank account on Mr. Carter's clock,
Oh, word?
I might buy myself some pants or something, Yeah.
Let me see that bank account.
And through this technology, Brian, they say that people only really work about 32 hours a week. And so they'd like to just have people work more efficiently, work Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. cut out that fifth day. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I am all the way with that. 3-day weekend every weekend. We redefine what that is, but we would have to work 10-hour days, right?
No, 32 hours, 8 hours a day. You just gotta work harder.
The less work, the better for me. Yeah, I'm serious. I think that this is coming sooner than we think. I'm all the way with a 4-day work week.
So this is the caveat. Would you do the 4-day work week with a 20% pay cut?
Yes, sure.
Kansas City, would you be willing to work a 4-day work week but take a 20% pay cut?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot Hot 103 Jams.
Apparently, the 40-hour work week is late. Companies are saying they've been watching productivity during the pandemic. And most people are actually probably working only 32 hours of that 40-hour work week anyway. So why not just shorten it to a four-day work week? I worked as a 411 operator back in the day, and I had a four-day work week, and I absolutely loved it. Mm. But they didn't affect our pay in any way. They paid us the regular salary for 40 hours, but I only had to do 32.
Mm. I've never done one of those schedules, and I think I would love it, to be honest with you. The problem is, what day you want off? You want the Friday off, or do you want the Monday off? Which one were you?
I worked like Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, oh. And then off like Saturday and Sunday. And it was a split shift. Mm. So I would show up to work like 7 o'clock in the morning and get off like at 10:30. And then I'd have to come back and do like 3 or 4 more hours later on in the evening. Mm. I loved it. I could run, do a couple hours, get out of there, run to the mall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Pull up on the sneaky link, run back to work.
On your sneaky link.
Finish the little last 3.5 hours.
You in violation.
And then come the next day and do it all over again. I loved it.
You like it because you're going to get your little afternoon delight.
But then I went back to college and finished my education. This was like, I took a year off from school and worked as a 401 operator. I had a lot of fun that year nonetheless. So would you take a 20% pay cut to go to a 4-day work week?
No, I want to get a 20% raise and work a 4-day work week. And then I want to get some better benefits, too, when I'm off. I want to be able to go to lunch more so they can give me some lunch coupons or something.
She's one of these people who want to eat whatever in the hell she want to eat and right. Want a six-pack and a big fat booty, too.
I do want the booty.
What's your name?
It's Evelyn.
It ain't your booty. It's your beauty, Evelyn. Have a good one.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
Coming at you from the Brown & Crouppen studio. The Morning Grind reporting live for duty, yo. Spitting facts and giving game that you should know. How the Chiefs got the Broncos looking like a little bro. Winning in the division, that's what we really do. The record could be better only if you really knew. Payton at the minute, and he ain't gonna be coming through. And that's the last Denver quarterback that we lost to. Your team on the brink of destruction, we see the leaks. Tears in your eyes, you're sweet, your squad is weak. We a machine, even scoring on special teams. We punch you in the mouth, straight up, no special schemes. Aiming for the best, cause y'all out here pressed. We always get a dub when we go out west. Getting money in the Rockies when we cashing these checks. We got the Jets up next to Le'Veon on deck. Broncos really can't even compete. Run with the Chiefs, yo, you out of your league. Drew is on lock, he ain't got the keys. They ain't beat us since 2015. Broncos really can't even compete. Run with the Chiefs, yo, you out of your league. Drew is on lock, he ain't got the keys. They ain't beat us since 2015.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You're listening to The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 807. What up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome to Red Friday. Look for highs in the mid-20s today, mostly sunny and cold. Partly cloudy and 11 right now in Leavenworth.
Menu still up for grabs for Chiefs game on Saturday at 3:30. I've been seeing some folks on socials talking about these Taco Bell chicken wings. You think we should make a run?
I've already made a run.
No, you didn't.
I had some yesterday.
Fam. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
They fire. I
no,
like
no,
them.
No, they not.
Yes, they are. They good. They good as hell.
You lying. I'll
go get you some.
For I real. Never go to Taco Bell for any reason.
Yeah, they were delicious. So is this dub we gonna get this weekend, Shay, as we go on to Denver and face the Donkeys in the season finale, our 11-5 Kansas City Chiefs. Going against the Broncos, who are out of playoff contention, so they don't have much to play for other than pride. Of course, KC area quarterback Drew Lock, he will be getting the start for the Broncos because Teddy Bridgewater's on the COVID list, and they have a couple of other players on the COVID list as well. Easy win for the Chiefs, to be honest with you. We should come out with our third-ranked offense, cut through Denver like a hot knife through butter, get the dub, and wait on the Houston and Tennessee game, because that's going to be the game that determines if we can get the number one seed or not. We need Houston Texans to beat the Tennessee Titans, and we got to win as well to get that one seed. So a lot at stake going down this weekend. But note to those who don't know, the game is tomorrow. It is not Sunday. It's tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. on ABC. I can't wait.
So exciting.
Man, the last game of the season, this is the 18th game, or the 17th game, I'm sorry, in the 18-game season. Has it seemed longer to you? Has it drug on, or is it just business as usual for you?
No, it's business as usual. Unfortunately, I haven't won in my football pool, not 1 week, and I'm hoping that this week will be my time to shine.
Mm-hmm. Well, just make sure you pick the Chiefs and go Texans.
You already know I picked them Chiefs now. Stop playing.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It's 8:20 on your rare Friday. Chiefs Kingdom, look for highs in the mid-20s, mostly sunny and cold. Right now, you are cloudy and cool at 11 in the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
So the FBI and Memphis police are still on the hunt for Justin Johnson, the 23-year-old man who is being sought for the death of Young Dolph. So this young man goes by the rap name Straight Drop, and there's some pictures that have surfaced on the internet showing him rocking a PRE chain, which was Young Dolph's record label. Also, they say that he had a video that was on his YouTube page, which shows him in front of the home where the getaway car that was shown in the video of Dolph's death, he was in front of that vehicle in front of a home. So they said that he took that video down off of his YouTube page after the murder. So police say that this white Mercedes-Benz was towed from the yard just a couple of miles away from the cookie shop where Young Dolph was killed.
America's dumbest criminals happen every day, huh? Especially with the internet.
This is awful. Yeah. You know, I just feel so bad for the children of Young Dolph who won't have their father over something this stupid.
Yeah, that's my thoughts too, man. The mother and the children just can't imagine growing up. You know, they're still young.
Whatever the issue was, this man put you in his circle and you do this. So Young Thug says that Nicki Minaj is in his top 5 favorite female artists of all times list. Would you put her there?
No, not mine.
Really?
That's surprising to you?
Yeah. Who's on your list?
You said entertainers, right? Or singers, or...
He's top 5 artists. Favorite female artists of all time.
Janet.
Well, I'm thinking rappers.
Oh, he said artists, so. But rappers.
Well, let's say rappers.
Rappers, even, I don't know if Nicki cracks my top 5 women rappers. I don't.
Who's your women MC, rapper?
I like Shauna. I like her a lot. I like Da Brat.
Shauna? Is enough stuff on Shauna?
I love Shauna. Sorry. It's my favorite, right?
No, I didn't say you can't have it. I just was saying, do she got enough stuff?
Nah, for me. But seriously though, Da Brat, MC Light.
Name 5 MC Light songs.
Come on, man, we ain't got enough time for that. keep on.
Okay, continue.
All right, let's see, Da Brat, MC Light, Shauna. Ooh, I don't want to. Cardi, she can put her in there. Megan, I love her too.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to do a little more thinking on that though, but just off the top of my head, those are my 5 favorite. What about you?
Foxy Brown.
Lauryn Hill. I didn't put Kim in mine.
There was a rapper back in the day called Bahamadia. You don't know who this is, but I liked her.
So you gonna clown my Shauna, my nationally recorded. Everybody knows Shauna is at least. But you gonna name her?
Bahamadia was okay. MC Light goes on my list too. And Kim, I'll put Kim in there.
I gotta take Megan out and put Kim in. I cannot disrespect the queen.
Congratulations to another female rapper, light-skinned Keisha. She got engaged to her boyfriend, Coca Vango. Yeah. You know who he is?
Yeah, he had a song, a hot song that was about 3-4 years ago.
Congratulations.
I can't do it right now. I'm not in that mindset.
Okay, I'll Google it when we go to break. But he's also in Power Book 2. I got to see what his character is.
They said she in there.
Is she? Who she play?
I'm not sure. No, BMF. I'm sorry, not Power Book, but BMF. It was the 50 Cent shows. But I'm glad he's putting a lot of rappers on in these shows. He got Cash Down from Detroit. She's on there. And light-skinned Keisha from Atlanta.
I ain't never seen him before. He must have been like a background goon or something, because he had no speaking role.
Yeah, it was a very...
I watched that show.
It was a very, very moderate hit, so shout out to him.
I never heard of him. But 50 Cent, speaking of, his shows are the top three most watched shows in black households.
All right. You watch any of them?
All of them. Power Book 2, Ghost Season 2 is the number one. Then Power Book 3, Raising Kanan Season 1. And then BMF Season 1 were the top three shows watched in black households in 2021.
Now, 50, stop clowning people and stop getting into trouble, these little petty troubles. He could be a real live TV executive.
He is. He already there. He not going to stop. This how people...
He's an executive?
Yeah, with stars. That's the network that he's on. He's got three more shows he's getting ready to put out. One called Queen and Zynga, about an African queen back in the day. I'm excited about that. He's going to do one about Snoop Dogg's
The murder
trial.
Yeah.
And it's one more. I can't remember.
Is it on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, behind the scenes of this show? No?
You think people want to see that?
Hell yeah, they do.
They'll have a different opinion of you.
Oh, Lord.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Destiny.
All right, let's see what you got.
Wildin', stylin', I get so much money, it's my ID, don't try me. And if I don't do nothing, I'ma fall. And I ain't about to start running now.
I don't do nothing, I'm a ball. I'm counting all day like the clock on the wall. Hey, go and get the money, little duffel bag boy.
Go and get
the money, little duffel bag boy.
Get money. Hey!
I never ran from a...
Love your energy, Destiny.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Got entry into that grand prize drawing for your shot to get $1,000 in cold cash, Destiny Style.
Yes, Lord.
Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Pay me, fool.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.